This is a short described audio introduction to the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, who will be performing on the concert stage on Sunday, May 21st. The concert stage is a covered outdoor stage with bench seats for up to 450 people. It sits between the lawn and the water. The Lemon Bucket Orchestra describes itself as Toronto's original guerrilla folk party punk massive. The word massive refers to a group of friends or associates, and the Lemon Bucket Orchestra will have 10 musicians. The stage is wide enough to have 10 people stand in a row with their arms out and fingertips touching. Each band member has their spot on stage, and depending on what they play, they will have a microphone on a stand in front of them, or a small mic clipped to their instrument, or wires and cables directly plugged into their instrument. Generally, the whole band will wear all one color, for example, black or white. When they perform, they mostly face forward in two rows, and they might sway or move with the music. The drummer will give hand signals to the group when it's time for a song to stop. The rest of this audio track will describe each musician and their instruments in detail. On the left of the stage is the fiddle player, James. James is a man of light complexion and dark hair. The fiddle is the same as a violin. It's just called by another name depending on the style of music. Next is the guitar player, Alex. Alex is a man of slightly tan complexion with short, straight, dark brown hair, a mustache, and goatee. He performs on a three-quarter size guitar with nylon strings. At the center is Stefania. Stefania is a woman of light complexion with long, straight, blonde hair and a long, flowing skirt. Stefania sings, dances, and performs percussion on the tambourine and finger cymbals. On the right is the drummer, Jash. Jash is a man of dark complexion with gray hair and performs on a darbuka, which is a drinking glass goblet-shaped hand percussion instrument or drum, which he carries under his arm. The rest of the band is spread across the stage in a second row. Starting on the left is Ian, the sousaphone player. A sousaphone is a valved instrument in the tuba family. It was designed to be easier to play than the concert tuba while standing or marching because the flaring bell is pointed forward, projecting the sound ahead of the player. Ian is a white man of light complexion and short-cut dirty blonde hair. His sousaphone is white and made of fiberglass. The bell has the band name Lemon Bucket Orchestra on the upper part, and the bell is painted as a bucket, full of lemons which seem to disappear into the bell. The instrument is worn and has many scratches and blemishes accumulated over the years of touring and performing. Beside Ian is Julian, a woodwind player. Julian has a light complexion with puffy red hair and a generous beard. Julian will switch between the alto sax and the clarinet depending on the song. He will often step to the front of the stage when he throws down his solos. Next is Max. Max plays trumpet and other instruments. Max has a light complexion with short, straight brown hair, wears black glasses, and has a thick brown beard. The trombone player is Nathan. Nathan has a light complexion and short-cut brown hair, and he'll sometimes step up to the mic to sing. Beside him is Brian, who plays trumpet. Brian is a tall man with a light complexion and short blonde hair. He performs on a three-valve trumpet. Finally, completely to the right is the flugelhorn player, Michael. Michael is a man of light complexion who normally wears a fedora, which is a hat with a soft brim and indented crown or top, and round glasses. He plays the flugelhorn, which looks like a trumpet, but instead of piston valves, has rotary valves and is played at a sideways angle. Later on the same day, they will be hosting a parade in the middle of the lawn. Be sure to visit the Lemon Bucket Orchestra section at the Tactile Station for a hands-on introduction to some of their world. Also, be sure to check out the audio file describing the Council Fire Teepee activity, another about Fan Fluffy Storytime, and the Junior Festival Overview, all available on the Harbourfront Centre's website, harbourfrontcentre.com/series/junior. Special thanks to the band for helping with their descriptions. The audio description team for this year's festival is from Superior Description Services and features the writing and voice of Rebecca Singh, with script consultation and tactile station design by Carrie Kajewski.